Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, look who's in the chair across from me today, Amy Faulconberry. She is the board chair of the, get this right, York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Aren't you proud of me? I got it right. How many people get that wrong all the time?
Well, they do, but you are reading it. So I don't know if you get a gold star, maybe like half a star for that, but yeah. Great job, Manning.
Well, I noticed that you have your electronic notes over here.
I do.
Okay, Amy, first time you've been on the show solo. So tell everybody a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, my name is Amy Faulconberry. I'm a native of Rock Hill. I grew up in a family-owned restaurant here called Thursdays 2.
Where this program started 36 and a half years ago.
It did. You watched me learn how to wait tables and among many other roles up there. But, yeah, this community has been very good to our family through the years and continues to be. I'm married. My husband, Brent, serves on the Rock Hill School Board. We have two boys. They're 13 and 17, both in school here in Rock Hill. So we're getting ready to start looking at colleges for our oldest. And it's amazing how time flies, for sure.
I have to also disclose that I learned to shuck tea at Thursday's 2 restaurant. That was one of my functions. Your dad taught me how to do that.
He also taught you to only give one lemon because two lemons can really start cutting into the bottom line, Manning.
He also taught me how to bus tables.
Yes.
Yeah. It was an interesting experience. Great years I've had up there. So you are the chair of the... York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. You've had this job now how long?
Since January 1st. And I can tell you why I think you're stuck on it, I'll be honest. So this county actually had several chambers for many, many years. So there was a Rock Hill Chamber, a Teagacay, Fort Mill, York, Lake Wylie, and Clover. So there were several chambers over time, and most recently the chamber that was in York merged with the York County Regional Chamber. So now we have area councils within our chamber to make sure areas like Teagacay, Fort Mill, and York are represented. With that hyper-local focus by those area councils. But it has proven, I think, to be a lot more effective and efficient, especially for businesses that serve the entire county that felt like they needed to participate in all of the chambers. Not only can that get expensive, but also time-consuming. So it was, you know, I think for the most part seen as a very good move to merge those. There are still two other chambers in York County. Lake Wylie and Clover still have independent chambers, but we work closely with them on events such as York County Day through the years. We've partnered with them on that and other initiatives.
So why do you think the other two haven't just rolled into the fold?
Well, probably part of it because we do work well together and partner with them. I think that, you know, some of it has been about the areas of growth where growth has been focused and just being really able to meet the needs of their area effectively. And you know, we're always open to those conversations, and I think they are too. It's just timing and is the environment right for it.
All right, so one of the big events that you have every year, of course, is your annual banquets gathering,
annual awards dinner.
There you go.
Yes,
which ain't happening this year.
It is, actually.
In another form.
It is happening virtually, like much of the world today, where you either are in person with a very small group or you are virtual via Zoom. We're actually working on some things where we can do various meetings hybrid, so people that are comfortable coming in person, we can make that work with social distancing. But the annual meeting this year will be virtual, and it's going to be amazing. There's been a lot of time and energy put into it, and I think that those that are able to tune in at 3:30 on the 25th. are going to be very pleased with what they see. There's going to be some awards given to people that I think will be familiar to most of those that are in business or have been around this community for any length of time. But it should be, I think, a very interesting and exciting and fun thing to watch.
Is it true that you're going to be doing the top 10?
Well, let me just say, I would never try to follow in Rob Youngblood's footsteps and do a top 10 Rob style. Mm. But we may find a way to make fun of Rob and do a top 10, maybe at his retirement dinner. I hope he's not listening. Or retirement celebration. But, yeah, the top 10 I don't think will go away, but I would never assume to be able to carry that forward.
Well, speaking of the devil,
yes,
he has retired as of the end of the year. And put his anchor in somewhere down at the coast, and he's living down there now, which has left you with an opening.
We do have an opening, yes. So Rob served the chamber for over 18 years and did an amazing job. Obviously, he's synonymous with the chamber. So he's very well thought of throughout the state, really, and both states. He's very well known in the southeast among the chamber community, so filling the void will be difficult. We do actually have a search committee that was formed. Mike Gettings, who was the most recent chamber of the chair with Panther Heating and Air, Mike is chairing that search committee, and they have a consultant that they're working with. The job actually was posted last week, so there has already been some interest. We are very blessed to have Colleen Dick, who is serving as our interim president. She actually has been at the chamber longer than Rob was, so the historical knowledge there, the institutional knowledge that she, that has stayed with her has just been critical, especially as a new board comes on and Rob rolls off all at the same time.
So in the description of what you're looking for,
yes,
what sticks out?
Sure. Well, you know, the chamber's main goal is not only to advocate on behalf of businesses, so we certainly don't want a lobbyist, but we need someone who understands the role that we play as it relates to business issues. Not as much at the federal level. We have the national chamber that focuses on those issues, but we certainly reach out to our local delegation that goes to Washington if we need to. But really more from Columbia and then down at the county level. And of course, we have various municipalities that can pass impact fees. And they have, that we have various business licensing fees and other things that the municipalities often engage in. So there's a lot of reasons for us to be involved and aware of what's happening in terms of regulations for businesses. So someone who is savvy with that type of thing. We need someone who's willing to be the face of the organization. You know, your chamber chair changes year over year, but someone who's comfortable being visible and able to network and not only have good relationships with our members but with non-members. We certainly are always courting new businesses and want to be a part of the discussion and at the table when business development, economic development is happening. There are a lot of important issues for businesses to engage in, and so we need our leader to be obviously a leader, right, to be good at getting folks to coalesce around a certain goal or initiative and bring us all along and get us across the finish line. So it's no small task.
You know, over the years, the chamber, I think, has really, it has really made its value more evident to the general public through its work on things like Pennies for Progress, the Sunday sales referendums. There's a whole list of these things that it's brought us from the Stone Ages into the 21st right. century. It's interesting that I'm going to be doing a show here on Friday with Chet Miller, who was a main driving force on this, along with Rob.
On both of those issues just mentioned, Pennies for Progress and
Chet's leaving to go down to Florida.
Yes.
And that's going to be a loss, just like Rob.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Chet is one of those. He's just this endless, just the subjects that he gets involved. It's really interesting to spend some time with Chet because he really knows, some people know a little bit about a lot of things. He knows a lot about a lot of things, and he knows how to make things happen. So it will definitely be a loss. I chaired the Government Relations Task Force here at the Chamber for years, and Chet was a very active member of that. And in fact, a lot of the issues that we, were educated about or got involved in were thanks to Chet. So, yes, he will definitely be missed.
As a matter of fact, you'd be stunned to look at this list that I had him put together.
Absolutely.
Of stuff he's been involved with. And Rob has been involved with this. Sure. I mean, the York County bond referendum, the courthouse, the Rock Hill School District. I mean, all this stuff goes on and on and on. So for the average person, that is really significant in terms of what the chamber does. And I know you run into this all the time as you are soliciting memberships and trying to explain the value of the chamber to people. This, a list like this, I think kind of says it all. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, a particular issue may not be important to your business. So, for instance, Sunday alcohol sales was really important to our members that owned restaurants that served alcohol or gas, you know, various entities that benefited from that. Maybe it's you're part of an event or a festival that is on a Sunday and you all want, you know, it's hard to have a beer festival on a Sunday when you can't sell beer, right?
Well, when you go out in the lake, you want to buy a six-pack to enjoy out in the lake.
Well,
couldn't do it.
So the good thing is, you know, a lot of times there's issues that your small business may not necessarily care about, but as a chamber, we can engage on behalf of all businesses because the ripple effect, you know, there sometimes can be felt beyond your business. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, if you own a small business, let's say you have a great idea and you start your company and you're rolling and it's time to hire some people, you know, you all of a sudden, when you own a small business, you're head of HR. You're the CFO, you're IT, you become, you know, you're all in charge of maintenance and repairs.
Yeah.
You know, you wear a lot of hats as a business owner, and oftentimes things such as, you know, issues and regulations that you might need to know more about. A good example, when the PPP loan process started, I learned a lot more from our Zoom calls and discussions with more roundtable type discussions with local business leaders that were dealing with applying locally for the PPP loans than I did from any government website or news source, because they could say, well, I talked to this bank and this is what happened. This bank is out of funds. This bank is, they're now doing this online, right? So a lot of times it's being involved with these issues at a very hyper-local level that allows us to really impact other members the most.
Well, I tell you the other thing, to me, I always remember this when I came to Rock Hill 36 years ago, when you were just toddler.
A wee little thing.
Yes. Even born? No, you weren't even born yet.
Let's just say no, but maybe.
But just being a place where you can meet people and figure out what is going on. You know, the chamber's business after hours is just tremendously helpful for somebody who's brand new to town.
Well, and I think there for a while, there was an intense focus by the chamber on the social networking component, even hosting events such as Live on Main for many, many years. You know, that was something that we started. We saw that in downtown York. Their chamber was the driving force behind Summerfest, which is a long-running tradition in York. So I think historically, you know, having events and festivals and networking occasions is something that's always been a part of chambers' cultures, and certainly has here. We have tried to move away from more of the programs and really just bring an overall value to our members. So instead of having, you know, a state of the community with the delegation in Fort Mill and Tiga K, and then having many of those same members that cross over doing the same presentation in Rock Hill and then doing it in Western York, we're trying to combine a lot of those efforts, not only to make better use of the delegation's time, but really to make sure that as a community we understand more fully what impacts all of our members, and not so much, you know, trying to focus on, you know, let's say one rezoning issue in one part of the county. You know, when we get that type of audience together, we want to make the most of it.
So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Amy knows how this is done. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The universal way that it's done, we're going to let you all know it now at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nasaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Amy Falkenberry is with us today. She is the board chair of the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. One of the things you all have gotten knee-deep involved in, as many have, Piedmont Medical Center, the City of Rock Hill, and Lord knows how many other businesses, is the Rock Hill, get this right now, Rock Hill Piedmont Medical Center Community Vaccination
Clinic.
Yes, got
sir.
It. All right.
Perfect.
So I can remember, golly day, Saturday afternoon getting a call to attend a meeting at Piedmont Medical Center at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. And I thought initially I was in trouble. I had done something wrong. I had no idea what it was about. And I walk in and there's like 50 different business representatives, chamber included. And you all, in a matter of, golly day, less than 2 weeks, put together what is now functioning out here at the Rock Hill Galleria. Your role in that?
Well, so first of all, I was with you. I was kind of wondering why are we all meeting, you know, at the hospital on a Tuesday morning, but I was thrilled to see the people that were in the room. You had the superintendents of every school district. You had members from county councils, city councils. You had business leaders, Winthrop, Clinton College, York Tech. I mean, you name it. They were there. And one of the things that came out of that was the city of Rock Hill ended up sort of taking the bull by the horns in terms of setting up a location. And they have continued to be the driving force behind the operations. Piedmont, of course, because of DHEC, the chain of custody on the vaccines, they go to Piedmont. And Piedmont has been gracious enough to have, anytime you look up, there's five or six pharmacist full-time all day every day literally taking the vaccine from the vials and putting it into syringes. You know, it's only good for about an hour once that process happens. So yeah, there's been a lot of involvement between the city and Piedmont for sure. The county council, Christy Cox actually got engaged very early and made sure that not only is the county sending employees there to support it, they've sent supplies. I mean, the deliveries have just been overwhelming from the county. But you know, in addition to that, they provided funds, and that's really where we come in. So as a chamber, we were asked to help with, we'll say hospitality for the volunteers, but it's really lunches each day for about 90 volunteers. We have also, you know, tried to provide coffee and snacks and other things throughout the day. Mints were a big request. You know, when you have a mask on all day and you're talking loudly in that mask, you know, there have been a lot of things like that that the volunteers have asked for. So as a chamber, chamber, we were tasked with not only raising funds to help provide those meals, but also coordinating the delivery of those meals. So that basically, I'm back to my restaurant days. I feel like a caterer again. But it has been unique. We've been able to work with a lot of our chamber members who, as most of you know, restaurants were hit the hardest as an industry by this. And so being able to have local businesses such as Substation 2, we're here now, and Charlie Ruffalo, not only is he providing lunch every Friday for the volunteers, he's doing so at a significant discount. So we're grateful for those types of partnerships as well. But we've raised about $39,000. Depending on how many months we're out there, we may have to try to raise some more funds, but we feel like we're in really good shape at this point. Some of our larger donations have come from the county. Family Trust gave a very generous donation. New Indy, the former Bowater and Resolute, now New Indy, they were actually our biggest first check. And so, you know, we've had some very generous contributions come in, but obviously, you know, the manpower needed out there, it's critical to the operation, and making sure they have somewhere for a quick bite it has been important.
Well, if you figure 90 lunches a day and you're running 4 days a week, is what you're doing, it's 360 lunches. I mean, you're talking at least $1,000 a week or more.
Well, that's a very conservative estimate.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm trying to be nice.
I was going to say, if anyone has taken their family through a drive-thru lately, you know how much it is to feed, you know, a person. And so, because of the restrictions, everything has to be individually boxed. And, you know, so the cost goes up as we meet the requirements to serve a large group like that. But we're trying to be good stewards of the funds that we've raised, and it's been an interesting partnership, and one that typically, you know, the chamber wouldn't have necessarily been involved in. But you know, our engagement stems around our belief that the sooner we can get shots in arms, the sooner everyone can get back to business. We have about 750 members, business members of the chamber, and you know, when we look back at 2020, you know, everyone, you know, if you think about it, Manning, we were about, 30 days out at this point from the whole wide world turning on its ear. Yep. It really kind of already started. I think we were just still somewhat in denial at this point. But, you know, everything changed overnight. And so part of what we tried to do as a chamber last year was to just be a resource in terms of information and where to go, and as different, grants or various relief packages were passed, to make sure that our local members knew how to participate in those. You know, now it's 2021 and everyone seems to, I don't want to say be coming up for air, we've got a long way to go to get back to quote normal, but I do think serving as a resource for not only at the clinic, for example, for businesses to feel like they can get involved, act as one voice, and really make a difference instead of everyone trying to figure it out for themselves, but then really how to operate in this new environment. And I think that's where we've been able to really engage with our members.
All right,
well,
so vaccine has been a challenge.
Yes.
I don't know whether you're privy to the numbers, but what we heard last week is we ought to have plenty for this week.
Yes.
Maybe 3,000 doses or what have you. What do you know?
So that has been the hope. So the consistency of supply has been a challenge. Obviously, the storms across the country certainly impacted shipments of that. What we have made it very clear, and of course Rick Lee has been on site almost every day, if not every day. He is our representative from DHEC for this region, and he's been a tremendous advocate and made sure, you know, the governor has been here to see our site. We have been heralded as the example of how to run a community clinic during all this. And so we've said, give us all you can. We will get it in arms. And that has led to us getting some extra some days, which has been really nice. But then, you know, like last week, we had to make sure we had enough doses for those who we gave a first shot to, because we'd already scheduled their second shot. So it has been a bit of a puzzle, and Jimmy Bagley at the city and, of course, Mark Nasaka at Piedmont, they've done a great job of trying to manage expectations while making sure that first dose is never wasted, that we always get that second dose in time. But it's my understanding that that things, like you said, should get back to a more even flow, and we should be able to be a lot more consistent moving forward.
So we'll just have to wait, see what the number is for this week. Hopefully it'll be that 3,000, because they can run through. I mean, if once you get running out there, you can do 1,000 shots a day.
Absolutely. And I will say, you know, part of this may be that the sign-up process across the country has been very challenging for people, but people are extremely pleased with how efficient and friendly and how quickly they're able to get in and out. So we're proud of what's happening out there, and again, the folks at the city in Piedmont and the volunteers have made that happen.
Well, it's interesting. We've done one Straight Talk show out there, and we're now scheduling another one to be done here in the next week or two. I couldn't believe when somebody said at that program that there have been 171 different zip codes represented for shots that have been given out there. We ain't got 171 zip codes in South Carolina. No.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, it's funny, the states aren't like, so for instance, Atrium, who they put a lot of shots in York County residents' arms, so we need to give a shout out to them, Atrium and Novant as well. But, you know, they can't bring vaccines across the state lines, but patients can go across state
That's
lines.
Right.
So really, you know, obviously at this local clinic, we're hoping to get as many local people vaccinated as possible, but we're all in this together. It's a national problem, and we want to get as many people through
as
possible.
And as we say every morning on Palmetto Mornings, remember the three W's: wear the mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, and get the doggone shots. Bottom line,
yes.
I've had both of mine, and I lived through it.
There you go. Just a little soreness in your arm.
All right. I don't want to lose track of the fact that membership is always a key challenge for the chamber. You have your ups, you have your downs. Where are we for 2021, I guess?
Well, we actually have a new staff member, Karen Fritz, and she has chamber experience, but she is our new membership coordinator at the chamber. She hit the ground running mid-January and is doing a great job, not only contacting those that are already members, but seeking out new businesses as well. We had about, I'm going to say, 38 or 39 members that did not renew this year, and that was either because their business is no longer operating post-COVID, or it, you know, it was just a decision that they had to make in this current environment. But for the most part, she was actually able to replace those members plus one. So we're still holding steady at around 750 members. And those actually come from all over the county. So, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, Rock Hill or Fort Mill. We've got TKK, York, you know, all the municipalities are represented. But obviously, if you're in business in York County, we want you to be a part of the chamber. We want you to engage not only for your benefit, but for our benefit. You know, the more members we have, the more information we have that we can share across the county and hopefully help, you know, what is all boats rise. So we
rise and tide raises all ships.
So, you know, we certainly want to make sure that that people are aware that we're here, that we want to be an advocate for them, and we'd love for them to join. 324-7500.
There you go.
Give us a call.
And the fact that you only lost 38 members, I think, is a miracle. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
But when you take a look at this list, the Sunday alcohol efforts, you know, the City of York, City of Rock Hill, York County Restaurants, TKK, York County Retail, Lancaster, I mean, it just goes on and on. Then the bond issues, study committees that the chamber has been involved with. This list is a pretty powerful list of what the chamber has been involved with, and that directly impacts the local business.
Sure.
Well, Amy, you've done a great job on your first solo Straight
Thank
Talk
you,
show.
Thank you, Manning. Do I get the gold star now?
You get the gold star. Good for you. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thanks for all that you do. And I know you're going to get right back out there to the clinic, aren't you?
Absolutely. Well, not today. We're closed today, but I'll be there tomorrow.
You've been living out there just the way Rick Lee has. Thanks for all that you're doing. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Anybody who's anybody knows exactly what the magical slogan is. Dr. Scott Oliver has come in just in time to lead us in the chant. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day on a miserable day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the radio. Bye.